Christ. And we say, God, as we pray tonight, oh God, we ask for you to hear our prayer. Attend to our supplication, oh God. Move the only way that God can move. Show yourself mighty, oh God, on our behalf tonight. Change whatever has to be changed outside of us, oh God, and inside of us, oh God. Change whatever has to be changed. Challenge, oh God, whatever must be challenged in us, that we may be rightly positioned for what you intend to do in the earth in this hour, even in this moment. We ask, oh God, that this hour be in accordance with what you had in mind when you spoke it into existence, that which you saw concerning this hour before the worlds were even formed. We say, let it be done, O God, according to your plans and according to your purposes. We pray for every man, every woman that you have sanctioned to be on the prayer line tonight. Let there be a movement in their lives, a change in their spirit and their position, O God, in you, because you are going to do something in them and through them for this hour. You are going to shift things for generations, O God, because they have purpose in their hearts and their minds and in their spirits that they are going to pray tonight. And as they call upon your name, O God, move as only God can. Whatever need they have, we declare that you are indeed Jehovah Jireh. You are indeed the one who supplies according to your riches in Christ, O God, riches in glory in Christ. Let there be provision that is released, O God. Provision for material things, release, O God. Provision for spiritual things, release, O God. Provision for breakthroughs, release. Healing, release, O God. Breaking of chains, O God. Do what only God can do. We speak salvation, O God, upon them, O God. We speak the grace and the mercy of God to be released, O God, upon them in a measure and in a way that they have never been able to imagine. For your word says, no ear has heard, no eye has seen, nor has it entered in the hearts of men what God has planned for them. We ask, O God, for that exceeding, that abundant, that above all that they could ever ask or think, to be released into their lives for your praise and for your glory. That God, wherever they are right now, they will feel a shifting in the atmosphere. Something will resonate in their spirits to say, indeed, God is moving. To say, indeed, God is shifting and changing some things even in this very hour. Their homes are changing. Their families are changing. Their bloodlines are changing. Because God, nothing remains unchanged in your presence. You move them from faith to faith, from glory to glory. As you reveal yourself to them more and more, O God, let them begin to fall in love with you, O God, more than they've ever done before. May they see that indeed every day with you is better than the day before. May they see that your goodness is from everlasting to everlasting as much as your mercy is. That God, you are the one who causes the works of their hands to prosper. You are the one who establishes their ways. You are the one who puts a hedge of protection around them. You keep the heaven state upon them, O God. You open them at the appointed time. You are the one who gives them seed to sow. You are the one who gives them bread to eat, O God. And you are the one who is able to prepare a table before them in the presence of their enemies. You are the very God of their lives. You are the Creator, O God, the Good Shepherd, O God, over their lives. You are the one who rules and reigns, that you have allowed them, O God, by your grace and your mercy, to be submitted, O God, to your authority. You have brought them, O God, from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of your Son, the kingdom of light. As they have made them citizens of the kingdom of light, O God, may they partake of the commonwealth of the kingdom. May they be, O God, angelic hosts that minister unto them, O God, in every season of their lives. May they receive provision that has been allocated for them, O God, because heaven supplies all their needs. I pray that, O God, even whatever the blood is speaking concerning them is being established right in this very hour. Things that have been going on for seasons, O God, that you have ordained to end in this season, they shall end exactly as as you have ordained for them to end. I pray that, God, nothing shall rise up to subvert, oh God, or to circumvent whatever you said you are going to do in their lives. For we know that your word, oh God, will not return to you void, but your word, oh God, is going to accomplish everything that you have sent it to accomplish in their lives. And not only is it going to accomplish, oh God, but your word is going to prosper in every endeavor. Your word is going to prosper in every assignment. Your word indeed is going to accomplish everything that you have ordained to happen in their lives. I thank you, oh God, that you are the one who declared by your word that no weapon formed against them shall prosper. Indeed, O God, your word is being a shield and defense, O God. It is being the standard that has been raised up against the enemy should he come in as a flood in their lives. I pray that, O God, daily you load them with benefits, O God. Daily there is a reason to rejoice in them. There is a reason to praise, to glorify, and to magnify you, O God, not only for what you continually do, O God, but just for being who you are in their lives. I pray that, O God, this generation in their bloodline is blessed, because God, whoever you bless is blessed indeed. I declare that, God, they are blessed in their coming and they are blessed in their going. That, O God, in the city and in the field, they are blessed. Whatsoever they set their minds to do, O God, will not be defeated. It will not fall to the ground, but it shall be established. That word you spoke, O God, by Job, when you said, if you do a thing, if you decree a thing, if you declare a thing, it shall be established for you. I pray that, O God, because of their proximity to you, because of the depth of the relationship that they have with you, their decrees and their declarations are being established for them in this season. That which they have uttered, O God, has been in divine alignment with your word. Yes, we know your word says life and death is indeed in the power of a tongue. But God, every word that they have spoken, every word that they have uttered, O God, is a word that has been ordained by heaven, O God. It is a word, O God, that is in season. It is a word that, O God, you said you will establish. Therefore, God, you are going to establish, O God, the confessions that they have made of your goodness, O God. You are taking them from the realm of being just a word that is spoken, but to a place that they leave what they have confessed, O God. Let them find peace in the midst of the storm, because indeed they have confessed that you are the peace giver. They are going to find peace. You are the one who gives hope, O God. Therefore, we declare that hope is being released in a greater way in their lives, O God, for your praise and for your glory. Whatsoever, O God, rises up in their lives, O God, giants, O God, mountains, valleys, O God, you are still God and you never leave them nor forsake them, O God. Whatever adversity comes, whatever trial comes, O God, we still declare your word, and your word will never change. That, O God, you said all things work together for the good for them that love you and are the called according to your purposes, O God. We declare that those things are working together for their good. They are bringing them, O God, into a deeper understanding of who you are, into a deeper understanding of your designs and your desires for their lives, O God. We thank you that you are the one who has already established a level of victory in their lives. For you said, O God, they overcame the enemy by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. We declare and we decree, O God, that victory is being established right now for your praise and for your glory. Generational curses, O God, are being broken. Generational decrees and declarations of destruction, O God, are being broken right now for your praise and for your glory over their lives. We declare and we decree, O God, that things that were spoken way before they even got here, O God, not to prosper them, O God, but to bring them into destruction, they are falling to the ground, O God, for your praise and for your glory. Father, the mantles you said you are going to release in their generation, you are releasing, O God, not according to the counsel of man, but according to the counsel of your own will, O God, that which you have sanctioned, O God. No man can withstand and no man can stand in the way to break it apart or break it asunder. You are releasing those mantles upon them, O God. The level of anointing in their lives is going to increase in a way that they have never deemed possible, O God. Exponential growth of anointing, O God. Exponential growth of wisdom. Exponential growth of understanding, O God. You are going to release upon their lives, O God. Many generations will call them wise because the spirit of wisdom that you have released is upon them, O God. You will prosper. You will enlarge them, O God, as you did for Jabez, O God, enlarging their territory, O God. You will establish them, O God, as much as you established the throne of David from generations to generation. You will indeed, O God, show yourself to be the covenant keeper as you did for Abraham through all the patriarchs, O God. You showed yourself not only as the covenant maker but the covenant keeper. That, O God, you will show them, O God, that indeed you are not only the promise giver, O God, but you are the promise keeper. That, O God, you will show yourself, O God, that you are not only the one who gives faith, but you are indeed faithful, O God. You will show them, O God, that you are not the only one who is mighty, God, but you are mighty in everything, O God. You will show them that you are a God who knows how to fight, for you teach their hands to fight and their fingers to war. That, O God, you will show them in this season that you are the God who opens up blind eyes that they may be able to see behind the veil, beyond the veil that has been set by the enemy to darken their conscience, O God. You will show yourself to be the God who opens deaf ears, O God, that they will be able to hear your word, that their faith is going to grow stronger and they're going to be established in the things of you. I pray, O God, that in this season, O God, you will show yourself to be the good shepherd that you are in their lives. Indeed, you will continually go before them, O God, to bring down the mountains and raise up the valleys. That, O God, indeed, you are making the crooked places straight, O God. You are calling them to go into deeper places with you and deeper depths in you, O God. And as they move, as they enter, as they walk in, may the process of conformity, O God, as be carried out to its full measure, as you are conforming them to the image and likeness of Christ, O God. I pray, O God, that their hearts be open to receive what heaven has declared, that the love of God will continually be shared abroad in their hearts, O God, that indeed by the love that they have for one another and the love that they have for those that are around them, O God, will be a testimony and a testament that they are indeed disciples of Christ. I pray your word, O God, says the steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord, that God, day and night, you continually order their footsteps, O God, keeping them in place that they ought to be, and keeping them away from places, O God, that they ought not to be, for your praise and for your glory. I pray that, God, even in the midnight hour when they are sleeping, O God, their souls and their bodies are at rest, but God, you are speaking to their spirit man, O God, that their spirit man is being strengthened, O God, not only to say they have been strengthened spiritually, O God, but their divine ideas, kingdom strategies, O God, that are being released, O God, to empower them, to position them, O God, for the season that is at hand. Yes, O God, you declared by your word, which you will affirm and perform in their lives, O God. You said you will make them the head and not the tail. You said you shall set them above and not beneath, O God. You said you shall make them lenders and not borrowers, O God. That your word is being established right now in them, O God, because you are releasing wisdom, knowledge, and understanding in a greater measure and big capacity that they have to receive is being enlarged, O God. Therefore, the excellence of God that is in them, O God, shall cause them to be elevated, O God, shall cause them to be brought from a low place and set up on high. God, you gave us a precedence already, O God, as you did for Joseph, O God, do it in somebody's life in this season, O God. Bring them from a place that is low and set them in a place that you have ordained according to the dreams and the visions that you gave them in the yesteryear. I pray, O God, for your praise and for your glory, for their level of integrity, O God, to rise, that they stand steadfast on the things of God, that they will not waver to the left nor to the right, O God, but they will stand on Christ, the solid rock, O God, and they will not be moved from the truth of God. And Father, because they chose to stand on your word, you said, O God, they may be sanctified by your word, because your word is truth, O God. Continually sanctify them, O God, as you are setting them apart and cleansing them, O God, for your praise and for your glory. Whatever assignment you have laid upon them, O God, it is not by might nor by power, but by your spirit, O God, that they are going to be able to accomplish, O God. Give them the strength to be able to pass through every challenge, O God. In the day of sifting, O God, let their faith be not found wanting, but let their faith, O God, prevail. I pray that, O God, in every trial, in every struggle that they find themselves in, O God, they lose not the hope that is in you. They lose not the faith that is in you. They lose not the expectation that is in you. But God, they will be kept by the word that they have believed, O God. They will be kept by the promise that you have given them, O God, that you said you will never leave them nor forsake them, O God. Should the night season come, O God, they will know that there is a God who has made a decree that weeping may endure for a night, but joy will come in the morning, that they will not lose hope nor lose their faith, O God, but they will keep their eyes set on him, the one who is their helper in the time of trouble. God, like David, they will continually look up unto the hills from whence cometh their help. Their help will come from the Lord. That God, day and night, in the midst of the battle, they will make a confession that indeed my God is fighting for me. Therefore, I will not lose. God is on my side. Therefore, who can be against me? I pray that, oh, Rabasiria Bakara de Sor, that God, somebody may be like Hannah in this season, that on their travail, oh God, and the shame that they have been carrying, oh God, is coming to an end, that the barrenness that they have had to endure and the reproach, O God, that's attached that barrenness, O God, is going to be broken. That God, you are taking them to a dimension in prayer that they have never been able to ascend to, but you are using the affliction and the shame of the reproach of barrenness, O God, to cause them to push into a deeper place in you, O God, and the things that are going to be birthed through them in this process, O God, are going to be things of glory, things that will transform not only them, O God, but that will transform generations, O God. Not only generations, but things that will transform nations, O God, for your praise and for your glory. I pray that, O God, tonight somebody's gift is kicking in, O God, for your praise and for your glory. That, God, there is an additive that is being added, O God, to the anointing. There is about to be an explosion, O God, an acceleration that is coming, O God, in their ability to be able to move, in their ability to be able to do what heaven has said they are going to do, O God. I thank you and I praise you, O God, that there is an acceleration in the manifestation, O God, of that which you have promised for them, O God, for seasons of old. I declare and I decree, O God, even things that they had forgotten, O God, you are bringing into remembrance now. Rakiribo sharandiri harabandara kura basai. for your praise and for your glory. And Father, I call forth for the landmarks, O God, that were marked by generations before to sustain them, O God, to be resurrected now, God, for your praise and for your glory, as you did in the day of Isaac, O God, when you caused him to unstop the wells that were dug by his father. I pray that, God, somebody on this line tonight is going to get the revelation, is going to be empowered to know that they have to go and open up the wells of anointing that have been stuck, oh God, that have been blocked by the enemy, yet they have been established as blessings by generations before in their bloodline. I pray not only, God, about their physical bloodline, oh God, but by the spiritual bloodline, oh God, that they will know which wells to visit, oh God, that they will know which wells to dig, oh God. And as they visit and dig those wells, O God, may they be wells that will flow with waters from the deep, O God. O sweet waters, O God, to sustain and refresh them, O God, for the seasons and the journeys that are up ahead. And I pray that, O God, somebody here that you have purposed to prosper in this season will find themselves in a place like Isaac, O God, when they sow in a famine, O God, but they will return, they will receive a hundredfold return, O God, because you are saying, Karabanderia Bosharanander, upon them, O God, there is an anointing to break barrenness, O God, and whatever is in their life, O God, that has been barren, there is an anointing, a cry to pray that is coming, O God, and as that prayer goes forth, O God, that barrenness is going to be broken. God, I declare, like Isaac, you are going to prosper them in this season for your praise and for your glory. And Father, I pray as you did in the days of Jacob when he was in Laban's house, O God, at the appointed time for his deliverance, when you were about to break the curse of Esau that was upon his life, O God, you released divine strategies, O God, for genetic engineering, O God, that were beyond his time and age. I pray that, God, for somebody tonight, there is a divine revelation, a divine insertion of thoughts and ideas that is going to cause them to move to a greater place in you for your praise and for your glory. That, God, you are going to break that curse, oh God, not only is it going to be broken, but God, they are going to prosper, get into a place where they garabandra, get into a place where they live in accordance with the blessing that was spoken, oh God, by Isaac over Jacob. I pray that, God, somebody here tonight is going to be disassociated, oh God, with the name that speaks of their limitations, oh God, but they are going to be attached to a name that speaks of the increase, that speaks of the elevation that we have declared, oh God, that they shall no longer be a slave, oh God, but they are going to be one who owns the plot and the farm. I pray that, oh God, for your praise and for your glory, divine strategies, oh God, to prosper. You said you give witty inventions and ideas, oh God. We contend for their release, oh God, into their lives now, for your praise and for your glory. Father, for those that minister, oh God, we command the depths of revelation to be released, oh God, the sweet waters that come from up on high, the dew of heaven, O God, to come upon them, O God. May they preach from a place of uncommon bread. May they preach from the place of the manna that is in the tabernacle of God, that they will sustain generations by a word. Father, as in the days of old when our fathers of the faith cried out, we need a word from God. You have appointed many on this prayer line, O God, to be vessels that are going to carry the word that is needed in every area, oh God, where you are going to send them, oh God. May they not preach a stale word, O God, but may they preach fresh manna, O God, as you are giving revelation. Where they go, O God, may it not just be an intellectual exercise, O God, of their ascension of understanding, but let there be a demonstration of the power and the might of the kingdom of heaven. Where you send them, O Rabasande Bukurabashandarai, let there be an outbreak of the supernatural, God, for your praise and for your glory. Not that they may be praised because of what is going to take place, O God, but that you might be glorified. Father, we release the anointing for the supernatural now for your praise and for your glory. Let those that cannot walk begin to walk, O God. Let their tongues be loosed, O God, those that cannot speak, O God, and let them begin to speak, O God. Let blind eyes be open, O God, for your praise and for your glory. Let deaf ears, O God, be open in the physical, even in the spirit, O God. Let there be an outbreak of Rabashandar. Take them to a place beyond their comfort zone, O God, where they can be in the spirit zone, O God, that they be Rabashandar, they not begin to prophesy by experience, but they prophesy by revelation as your Spirit gives them utterance, O God, for your praise and for your glory. Let there be an outpouring of prophetic gestures, O God, wherever you are sending them, O God. Not what they have heard men say, nor seen another do, but let them do under the instruction of the Spirit of the living God. That whoever you send them to minister to, O God, their lives are going to be changed forever. They are going to have a testimony to say, I saw the work of God. I saw the hand of God move upon a man and his life was forever transformed. I pray that the boldness that comes from knowing that they are being led by the Spirit, O God, be released now, O Kosharander. Your word says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. I pray that God, wherever they go, there is a release of the spirit of adoption, O God, where many sons are going to be brought to glory, that the prodigals are going to come back home, O God, in response to the word you have put in their belly, that God, when they travail, O God, their travail will not be in vain, that when they travail, that when they travail, O God, the regions are going to be transformed. Neighborhoods are going to be changed. Father, for some, you are challenging them, O God, that it goes beyond their immediate sphere of influence. But God, you are giving them nations. Let their travail, God, be for nations. Some nations, they've never set physically their feet in those places, but God, you are giving them jurisdiction and authority over those nations, that in their travail, O Kurabasade Rebrodozo Rabagadazere Brandesta Rabakarabandoro Kosharabandarai, that God, political environments, O God, and economic situations are going to change in those nations. Rabagadozore Beged that God, as you did for the Apostle Paul, when you said, I'm going to send you as an apostle to the Gentiles, O God, and he had to travail in the burdens for the nations, O God, that wherever he went to, there was a breakout of the kingdom of God. I pray that it be such, O God, for those that are on this line, that you have given jurisdiction over the nations. I pour Rabakat
dazere bokura bashara re koromo shaka rabandere koro re brandara bakazio. But God, you are increasing and enlarging their metron re bokura bazai magara brosho doko bosa me garanda bagadazere re bro dozo kokora bashara that go brenda siria mago brosho doko bae tarista magarande kuro brosandra bakaya maka dezigo bronde sara mari kobra dezikia bae re brosho boko mbrete siya rabra des darabando kuboshad. In the praise of our God, I pray that God, as they open up their mouths to speak, oh God, political dynasties are going to fall in those nations, that holiness and righteousness will be exalted. That, but God, you said judgment begins at my house. That God, as they travail, even in the orders of the church, things are going to change, because there is a cry that is coming from people that have got jurisdiction and authority over those nations, that God, as they cry, there is going to be a transformation in the church. That God, there is going to ura basandra, there is going to be an overturning of the tables, oh God, that the money changers are being kicked out, oh God, that your house, oh God, is going to be known as a house of prayer for the nations. That go brozaga da bazeri rabro togo jabandara bageri, that God, tonight we call not only those that are on this line you've designated, oh God, to be intercessors and travailers over nations, but God, we call even for those that you have set in command posts in those nations. All the intercessors we speak now, be strengthened by the Spirit of the Almighty God. Do not grow weary in what you have been assigned by God to do. Travail, call upon the name of God until He has made His plan travail and prevail in those nations. In every church, oh God, Bazeka Rabanduru, over those nations, oh God, we call forth for the establishment of the prayer vehicle, oh Karabasatarabai, for the midwives, oh God, to be set in order, Bazego Robo Shakarabandara, that they may be able to deliver and bring forth to birth, oh God, that which heaven has said must be brought forth in those nations and in those churches, oh God, for your praise and for your glory. We pray, oh God, for divine protection, oh God, over those that you have designated, oh God, as midwives, as you did in the days of Egypt slavery, oh Gabasara, Rebro Kora Bashanda, when they were under the instruction to kill all the male children that were being born, oh God, yet they chose to obey you. That God, you blessed them, oh God. You watched over them and you protected the midwives, oh God. We pray that you do the same for the midwives, oh God, Abasandra, in the nation, Zakaraba, Broseke Gabande, Brodozora, Maga Darego Boshar, Mego Brande Zarabagiri, Bronda Garabaga Dandri Kurosharabaha, Mande Go Brode Diabandro Kusharabaha, that God, right now, for your praise and for your glory, we'll call for the Jeremiahs you have set, oh God, de Breto Soraba. We call forth for the Habakkuks that you have called, oh Karabander, for the Haggai's, oh God, to rise. Rebro dozande bregidia barander, that they will make a resolution in their heart, that they will go to their place of watch, oh Kodabandere, to hear and see what God has to say, that they are not moved, oh God, by any wind of doctrine, but they stand steadfast on the things of God. They will not move by popularity, O God, but they will move as the Spirit gives them instruction. That God, wherever they are, we pray for them to be insulated, O God, from fame. We call them to be protected, O God, from the praises of men. But God, they set their eyes
eyes on you, that they will not sink deep in the waters that they are walking over. Rake de zandar, oh, manda brade zara keria bondra basandra. We call for them, oh God, to be strengthened, oh karabandre. Do not grow weak, de zando kubo shanda. Do not grow weary, oh ye watchmen. Stand on your walls, zandaba karandaba. Continue peering towards the heavens to see what heaven has to say. We pray that your ears continually be open and increase in sensitivity to hear what heaven is saying. Your word, O God, says, let he that is an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying, and let he that is an eye to see what the Spirit is doing. I pray that abundantly, that they are not going to be blind men on the wall. They are not going to be deaf men on the wall. Rego woshakarabandar. They are going to hear what heaven is saying. They are going to see what heaven is doing. Ha kedo woshakarabandar. That God, they will not be dumb people, oh God, but they will be able to speak, to declare what heaven has said, that they will be able to sound the trumpet, oh God, and make the right sound, to position people that are under their custodianship, people that are under their watch, oh God, so that they may know what ought to be done. Abro to zogo bo shakarabander, rambre do zombre ge de zanda baka, mando bro do kubo shak da beki de da rabakando kubo kudandere, bredis tarabandere karandere. For your praise and for your glory, we thank you. When we praise you, we glorify and we magnify you, O God. Abasander, that you are calling for men and women that understand the seasons and the times. Raboko dojada barande zarandra, rebrodoko osharabandra, that are not following what the world is doing, but they are working and following the commandment and the calendar of heaven. I pray, kadabasande, rebrodoshara. They are not afraid to declare what ought to be done in a season, though it may be unpopular. I pray, Kadaze Barako Osha Karabander, Abrando Sokobo Kurabashanda, Re Karabandarabandara. They are not filled with pride, O God, but they continually humble themselves before you. They walk in the fullness of all humility for your praise and for your glory. Somebody say hallelujah. There's something moving right now. Can I just tell somebody here, I don't know who you are, but I want to let you know in the spirit, I'm putting a stamp on your passport that you are going into a nation by the spirit. That you are going to go in there, even in your dream, in your sleep. You are going to be praying over those nations. You are going to be causing things to be birthed in those nations. Some of you are praying, God, as you have done to me, God, in the days of old, even in the days that have just passed, oh God, how you caused me to preach in my sleep to nations. May it be so for somebody here on the prayer line tonight, that they will, you will give them a platform to minister even in their dream. Anybody hearing me here tonight, there is something that God is going to lay heavy on you. Roboko Rabashi Diabai, Miko Brade Catizo, Preki Diziandre, Maiko Brosoko Rikia, Icarabande Cubotos, Tabake, Daito Pratista Candeco Robashe, Rabaketo Cubosakia Taraba. May the Lord take you out of your comfort zone. May the Lord take you out of your place of comfort into a place of comfort with heaven. Anybody here, Carabandre? You have grown comfortable where you are. You think you know everything about God, but God is about to school you. You think you know everything about the gift of God inside of you, but God is about to school you. For the praise and the glory of our Father in heaven, you are going to see something you've never seen before. You are going to experience something you've never experienced before. There is about to be a different manifestation, a different expression, a different manifestation of the gift and the expression of the gift of God in your life. Things are about to change. My Can I just tell somebody here, you have to understand that there are levels of understanding, there are levels of wisdom, there are levels of operation. Anybody hearing me? Levels of understanding, levels of operation, levels of manifestation. There are different levels in the kingdom of God. Now, when you move, when you progress from one level to another, you become a master at the next level. But don't you ever be fooled to think that is the highest place of elevation. Anybody hearing me? But it's not the highest place of elevation. For no man can search all the deep things of God but the Spirit of God. No man can understand, can ascend or descend to the fullness of the gift that you have. That's why God moves you from glory to glory, from faith to faith. He moves you from one dimension to another. Anybody hearing me? So where you are, you may be skilled, but you are just operating at level number 2. There is a level number 3 that is coming up, and level number 4 that is coming up. So don't get comfortable where you are. Don't get comfortable where you are. Keep on pressing towards God. Keep on pressing towards the mark of the high calling. Anybody hearing me here tonight? Don't think you have got everything figured out, that you stop trusting in God to show you new things. Keep trusting in God. Keep pressing with God. Keep moving with God. Let God show you. Oh, karabandara nandara. Listen, abarando shurabanda wandi karaiko busha. Where you are right now, people will applaud you for the things that you do. Don't think you've reached the pinnacle. You were just about to get to the next level. And the next level is going to require something deeper from you. It's going to require something more costly from you. It's going to require a higher level of sacrifice from you, because the next level where you are cannot be satisfied by the sacrifice of yesterday. Anybody hearing me? Now I pray, the word of God to say says, to whom much is given, much is required. You are being given so much more now, because much is required of you. So I say now, be a good steward of your time. Be a good steward of your energy, because much more is required of you. Anybody hearing me here tonight? Much more is required of you because of where God is taking you. Your life is never going to be the same. I pray that even in this season, in your sleep, God will enlarge you. God will stretch you. In your day-to-day activities, may God stretch you beyond your breaking point. Anybody hearing me? May God just break you and put you together again in a form that is better than where you were before. And I just want to prophesy over somebody. I don't know who you are. I don't know what's going on in your life, but God is about to break you and rearrange you and put you in a place that is better than where you were before. And after God is through with what He's doing in your life right now, You cannot go back to where you used to be. You don't fit in anymore. It's smaller. You don't fit in anymore. It cannot handle your weight. Anybody hearing me? I'm not talking about your physical weight, but I'm talking about the weight of glory that God is about to bestow in you, where it cannot handle it. Therefore, God has to move you. And because of where you there is a new weight of responsibility that is coming over you. You have been asking for God to bless you, but God is saying, I want to bless nations through you. Anybody hearing? God, I want to bless nations through you. You have been saying, God bless me. God says, I want to bless nations through you. But you have to understand the transaction that God does. God says, if I'm going to bless nations through you, Abraham, if I'm going to bless nations through you, Isaac, if I'm going to bless nations through you, Israel, there is a law that the writer of the book of Hebrews says, for without contradiction, the lesser is always blessed by the greater. There is a reason that God says, if you are asking for God to bless you, he says, I want to bless the nations through you. That means God is going to bless you to be a blessing to the nation. So that part you've been praying is covered. But God always does, according to Ephesians 3:20, exceedingly abundantly above all you could ever ask or think. Therefore, God is about to bless you to be a blessing to nations. Now you have to understand, when God begins to bless you to be a blessing to nations, God may bless you financially. God may bless you with wisdom. God may bless you with the skill. God may bless you with the gift. God may bless you with the ability to write. God may bless you with the ability to sing. God may bless you with the ability to preach. God may bless you with an increase in your sphere of influence, because he wants to make you a blessing to nations. So don't wait for financial breakthroughs for you to be a blessing. Use what God has placed inside of you. God may enlarge, God may prolong your days, that your prayer may cover the nations. Anybody hearing me? That means God is blessing you to be a blessing. God may just raise you. Oh, God may just raise you up to minister to one person that God is going to use to be a blessing to the nations, but it's going to come through you. So God is going to bless you with a desire. God's going to bless you with a longing. God's going to bless you with a cry, a desperation, and through that nations are going to be blessed. So don't just wait for financial breakthrough, for material breakthrough, material elevation. There is something greater that's happening in your spirit right now. Because God wants to make you a blessing to nations, he is opening up your ears to hear more clearly. He is opening up your eyes to see clearly. He is opening up your spirit to be able to receive, to understand and perceive. Anybody hearing me? Because God wants you to be a blessing to nations, he is about to bless you with productivity. He is about to bless you with fruitfulness. Anybody hearing? God had every intention to bless the nation of Israel, but Hannah was looking for a blessing of a son. And God says, I'm the God who does exceedingly abundant above all that you could ever ask or think. I'm going to bless you with a son, but I'm going to make you a blessing to the nation, because the nation needs a prophet who's going to anoint kings down the road. Therefore, I'm going to bless you to be a blessing. I'm going to give you a son, but just giving you a son deals with the reproach of your barrenness. But I want you to be a blessing to nations. Therefore, bring your son back to the house of God, that I may fulfill the obligation that I have to make you a blessing
to the nations. Anybody hearing me? Katabosha. We spoke about your barrenness breaking. Let me give you an example. You have to understand that Isaac was a child of promise given unto Abraham in his old age. Anybody hearing me? But God had every intention that through Isaac there was a Jacob and an Esau that were going to come through. We know the story that Abraham commanded his servant Eliezer to say, "Go, do not take any woman of the Canaanites to marry my son, but go to the place where I got his mother and go and get a wife for my son Isaac." And you know the story how Eliezer went and got a wife for Isaac. But you have to understand there is a moment in time when Isaac's wife was barren. Anybody hearing me? Isaac's wife was barren, but there was a promise that God was saying the nations are going to be blessed through Isaac, because there is a Jacob and Israel who must be birthed through Isaac. But the vessel that God had chosen was barren at the moment. It took a man with an anointing to sow in barrenness and receive a blessing. Isaac had the anointing to sow in barrenness and receive a blessing. It took a man called Isaac to pray unto God for his wife, and his wife conceived. And you have to understand, he was dealing with the principle of multiplication, that his wife found herself carrying two nations in her womb. Anybody hearing me here tonight? Two nations in her womb, because there was an anointing to break barrenness, because God was saying, "I want to bless you, but I want to be you to be a blessing to nations." So I just say tonight, if I can just do one thing tonight, I want to release the anointing of Isaac over your life to be able to sow in barrenness and receive 100-fold, to be able to pray for a barren womb and bring forth nations, to be able to go and unplug wells of breakthrough, to be able to go and unstop wells for the waters from the generations, for the generations before, to be able to be sustained by the wells you are digging. Anybody hearing me here tonight? So we release an anointing, God, over your people now for your praise and for your glory. But here's the thing, I'm almost done, but the Holy Spirit is trying, just reminding me to remind somebody here tonight that the hallmark of Isaac's life was the word called obedience. Obedience, 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 obedience. You have the anointing to sow in barrenness, but you must stay in the place ordained by God for you to stay in the season. Anybody hearing me? Because of the anointing that is upon your life, you cannot marry whatever you want to marry. You have to marry what has been designated by God. The simple matter of fact is this. When I talk about marriage, I'm not talking about just in terms of your physical marriage, but I'm talking about what you associate with, what you attach yourself to, cannot be of any other order but that which has been ordained by God. Because the anointing upon your life to break that barrenness can create something that is diabolical. Anybody hearing? I can preach it one day. You have to understand, God was showing us a picture and a shadow and a type, that that same womb can give birth to an Esau. That same womb can give birth to a Jacob. Anybody hearing me? So whatever you attach yourself to is of greater significance. Don't just marry whatever you want to marry, because the anointing upon your life is going to cause you to birth things that are going to trouble generations to come, for the praise of our God in heaven. So I pray that you walk in obedience, because you are, because you walk, you are required to walk in obedience. You have to be able to hear the instruction from the Spirit of the living God. Anybody hearing me? Because you walk in obedience, you have to obey what you hear. You have to obey what you hear. How do you obey what you hear if you do not hear? Therefore, God is going to open up your eyes, you may be able to hear, for the praise and the glory of our Father in heaven. May you hear what the Spirit is saying, and as you hear, may you walk according to what you hear. And if you are walking in accordance to what you hear, it means you are walking in obedience.
you're walking in obedience. Walking in obedience means even if things are hard, if the instruction is stay, you stay. Even if things don't seem to be going the way that you think they ought to be going, if God says stay, you stay. Anybody hearing me? If God says stay, you stay. That is obedience. Because oftentimes when you have that anointing, I can preach myself happy before I go to sleep. Oftentimes when you have that anointing upon your life, you have to understand you are going to face and engage with opposition and hostilities to get you to move from the place where God wants to bless you. He says to Isaac, do not go down to Egypt, but stay in Canaan. Watch this. I'm going to preach this one day. All I can just tell somebody, don't go the place where it's easy, but stay in the place attached to the promise. Anybody hearing me? Stay in the place attached to the promise. Because if you go to a place where there is no promise, you are going to be a slave. Anybody hearing me? If you go to a place where there is no promise, in out of disobedience, you are going to find yourself in slavery. But if you stay in the place where the promise is attached, that anointing is going to cause double to come in the name of Jesus. Double to come in the name of Jesus. So I say, stay where God says stay. Walk in obedience to what you hear. So I pray tonight, your ears are open to hear. Your eyes are open to see. Your heart is open to understand. Then, because your ears have heard, your eyes have seen, your heart has understood, you've been able to perceive, you are going to walk in obedience. And as you walk in obedience, something of greater significance is going to happen in your life. In this season, not next year, but in this season, for the praise and the glory of our Father in heaven. Now, here's the thing. I pray that tonight as you go to bed, God is going to drop nations in your spirit. He's going to drop nations in your spirit. Some of them you won't even be able to pronounce. But may the Spirit show you and take you there in the name of Jesus. Some of you, as you are sleeping, you're going to see some faces. The faces you are seeing are the faces of the armies of intercessors in those nations. I want to say it again. You are going to see the faces of the midwives in those nations. Hallelujah. So that you know that you are being called by God for that nation. And God is joining you with an army that's already standing in those nations. For the praise and the glory of our Father in heaven, these are indeed exciting times for you, exciting times for your life, because you have been chosen by God. I want to tell somebody, you see, you remember the story of Esther? Esther, when Mordecai told her, you were brought into the kingdom for such a time as this. I want to let you somebody know, you have been waiting for this moment, because this moment is the moment you were born for. In the name of Jesus, this moment is the moment you were called into the kingdom for. This moment is the moment that you have been preparing for all your life. This moment, because God is about to use you in a way that you've never done before, you've never seen before. And here's the final note for tonight. There are things that make sense to us because there is a pattern. Anybody hearing me? There are things that make sense to us because there is a pattern. They make sense to us because there is a historical documentation of things working that way. Let me say it again. There are things that make sense to us, and they are acceptable to us because there is a precedence. There is a pattern that has been set by somebody else who walked through the same thing. Let me give you an example. You see, it was easy for Elisha to hit the river waters of the River Jordan with his mantle because he saw Elijah do it. Anybody hearing me? There is a pattern. But for Elijah, there was nobody else who had ever done that before. He became the forerunner of doing such a miracle. Anybody hearing me? So what I'm saying is, the things that are about to happen in your life now, if you look around, there's nobody who has established the pattern yet for it to make sense to you. Does it make sense? Nobody has ever experienced things the way that they're about to happen in your life now. That is why you have to be following the leading of the Spirit of the Living God. Because it's going to be different. No man has ever done it before. You have been chosen to be the pioneer in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I thank you for your sons and your daughters. I thank you, God, for the great things you said you're going to do in their lives, for the new thing that you are doing. We give you praise. We give you glory. Now, Father, I take a position now as an apostolic voice in their lives. And I declare that, God, they are blessed in every way. I declare that, God, they suffer no lack in any area of their lives. That, God, whatsoever they set their minds to do, there is going to be success. The works of their hands will prosper in this season, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, from this governmental position, I declare that, God, there is divine immunity upon their lives. That there is nothing that the enemy is going to do that's going to derail what God has said is going to happen in their lives. I declare that, God, every plan that has been conceived by the enemy concerning them is going to fail in the name of Jesus. And Father, everything that has been conceived by the enemy, we declare that it will not find any system to feed on. It will die in the name of Jesus. And Father, we pray now for dry breaths, O God, to come upon every system that has been designed to sustain demonic powers to harass their lives. Those powers will not find any feeding system. They will not survive. Those plans will not prevail. And Father, we declare and we decree now that we impose the authority of the Word of God over their lives. We declare that, God, every channel that the enemy has desired to establish to communicate with them is broken now in the name of Jesus. And we declare that, God, the only voice that they hear is the voice of their shepherd in the name of Jesus. And Father, I pray, Arabasi, that your word says, God, you have not given them the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. I declare that fear will not reign, but power, love, and of a sound mind will reign in their lives in the name of Jesus. And Father, I pray that some here may be weary, but God, we declare that there is a renewal of strength that is coming upon them right now. A resolution that they will not fail in their faith, they will not waver, but they will stand steadfast on the things of God. No matter what adversity comes their way, we declare that their eyes are steadfast, focused on the victory that has been established by the blood of Jesus. And Father, from the place where we stand, we command doors of blessing, doors of prosperity, doors of enlargement to be opened. We declare that, God, finances are being changed right now for the better in the name of Jesus. And Father, as our final declaration tonight, we declare and we decree that they are always clothed in their right frame of mind. In the name of Jesus, they will enjoy the fullness of the kingdom of God in this lifetime. All this, O God, we have prayed in the name of the author and the finisher of our faith, the high priest of our confession, the captain of our salvation, the kinsman redeemer himself, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the son of David, who is sitting at the right hand of the Father right now, making intercession for us. We thank you, O God. We praise you, O God. We say now, let your word be established forever. Amen, amen, and amen.